Another wonderful day to design an African male hairline. And today is not just any other hairline. Today is my brother here. How are you, bro?
I'm good.
Doing well? Excited for the day?
Very much.
Yeah. So designing a male African hairline, there are some protocols that we really have to follow in designing a hairline. And one of it, the first and foremost, is how do we design an African male hairline? So there are some things which are pretty much constant, but hairline designing depends on each and every individual. Not everybody has the same hairline. So we talk of the face shape, we talk of the face structure, we talk of the landmarks, how do we identify the midpoints, how do we identify the frontotemporal angle, because these are things that really, really determine the naturality when it comes to African male hairline design. Okay, so when we talk of how do we get to the midpoint, first, the midpoint is somewhere there, but how do we get here? The distance between the lower chin to the apex of the nose, the distance between the apex of the nose to the glabella. The glabella is the midpoint between the eyebrow, and the distance between the glabella here should give you the midpoint. The face is dividing the rule of the thirds. So the distance between here and here is the same as the distance between here to here, the distance between here to the midpoint. So that's how you actually determine where the midpoint is. Another very crucial aspect when it comes to African male hairline design is the frontotemporal angle. And the frontotemporal angle is this space here. And how do you actually get this frontotemporal angle in an African male person? The frontotemporal angle should be designed in a manner that it's not curved. It should be like a deep M. Because if you made it curved, then you're going to turn our brother here to a feminine look. That is a man. So the frontotemporal angle should actually give us the real aspect when it comes to designing an African male hairline. Okay? So the midpoint, the frontotemporal angle, and the frontotemporal angle on this point should give you a deep M or a superficial M. Okay? So we'll design the hairline according to the face shape and the face structure. From there, we'll give you the best natural looking hairline. So let's design it. And another point to mention is also determining this, because this is very, very important, the frontotemporal angle. Okay? You can also get it from the lateral contours of the eye, is this here. Okay? So let's say you fly. Should get you to the frontotemporal angle. From the lateral contours of the eye to the frontotemporal angle. That's how you determine it. This frontotemporal angle, I have said it, and we agreed that in an African male, it should be a deep M or a superficial M. The hairline should be that way. Okay? A bit sharper and straighter, not curved. Because you're going to change his hairline if you do it curved. Okay? So let's design this hairline.